Jim, one of the things that you have to deal with is tailings. What is the problem that you face with tailings right now?
In the separation process where bitumen is separated from the oil sands, we generate a stream that we call tailings that has sand in it, clay, a little bit of residual bitumen, and water. That material is deposited into a pond where the clays will take an appreciable amount of time to settle, and it's those clay materials that challenge us right now in the area of tailings.
Now, I've heard these clays in the tailings ponds referred to as a yogurt-like substance. Why is it yogurt-like?
The suspension of the clays doesn't allow them to settle quite readily, so they do form a material that's kind of like yogurt. And the challenge that we have is to separate the solids from that yogurt-like material so we can end up with a solid material and free up the water that we can use back in our process again.
What are some of the new technologies that you're developing in order to deal with that concern?
Right now, we're investigating a number of technologies, three of which we've committed to reduce the amount of tailings that we have on site. Those three are water-capped clay lakes, composite tailings, and centrifuging of clay tailings.
What is centrifuging?
So centrifuging really is kind of like applying your washing machine at home on spin cycle to separate the water from the materials that's inside the washing machine.
What are you doing with that as you develop the new technology to deal with this tailings concern?
The first step in the process is to add a water treatment chemical, which binds up the clay materials so that they form what we call flocks. And those materials, when they're spun in the centrifuge, separate to the sides of the centrifuge. And then the centrifuge will separate that material into what we call a cake, and a water that's then amenable for recycling back to the plant.
Now, at what stage are you in the development of this new process?
We started in 2007 as a proof of concept pilot plant, moved on in 2008 to quite a comprehensive program, a two-month program on site, where we tried to understand some of the research questions. And then this year in 2010, we worked with the folks that are engineering our commercial plant to understand what type of knowledge they needed for engineering design issues. And we designed a test plan whereby we could answer those questions and help them out with the engineering design.
So how did that work out? Did you solve all those problems?
So we'd like to think we solved the majority of them. A lot of the questions are quite complex. So in fact, right now, we continue on with all the analysis of the samples that we got from the pilot plant, and our experts will be reviewing that information and providing their assessments as we go forward.
Can you give me some specific examples? Like, what was a challenge that you had to do some work with that you've overcome? What was a problem?
So one example is the material that comes out, I referenced it as a cake, is kind of like a soft mud pie. And the question is how do we transport that material to final areas where we're going to deposit it? So there was a bunch of questions around how is it going to handle in the back of a truck box? When we turn a corner, is it going to slop out of the sides? So we did a number of tests where we had video cameras installed on the side of trucks, where we stopped the truck in short order to see how much would splash out, if any, all those tests, turning corners. And this will allow the engineers in Calgary to apply the appropriate engineering to the truck boxes so that the material won't slop out as we move around.
Any ideas on what you would do to accomplish that? Would you put higher sides on the trucks?
Sure, higher sides are an option. We talked about baffles inside. Definitely tailgates are required. But tailgates on 240-ton trucks can be quite a challenge for people to engineer as well. So, yeah, all these ideas are being investigated, and we'll let the experts in Calgary figure it out now.
Well, once you solve those problems, what ends up happening to that material at the end of the process?
The material, once it's placed in about 2-meter lifts, that's what we call a 2-meter layer, and then after a winter and a thaw cycle, The material is strong enough to drive a vehicle on, and what we can do then is deposit another layer on it next year. So we end up converting the clays that are in the pond to basically clay hill out in nature that can be reclaimed with final trees and brush.
So then you hand it over to your landscaper.
Yeah, our reclamation folks will take over and they'll plant the trees and the vegetation so that it'll look like any naturally formed hill.
When do you actually expect to see this being used regularly?
In 2012, we're going to have a temporary facility where we'll be consuming some of the clay material. In 2014, we'll have a permanent installation, the one which I referred to the folks in Calgary Engineering, and that'll be in operation and consume the vast majority of our clay tailings over the years.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.